Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. Stacey Garrity at 1:30. Your calls at 855-839-1210. This could have been a winner. And Henry, you've been here a few years, but back in the day of talk radio, not just here, but at WWDB, people hoarded light bulbs. So hasn't been sober, the change in light bulbs, the incandescent bulb. That's what we want. We don't want any of this nonsense.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Okay. I had a guy call and said, I have 500 light bulbs, 5,000 rounds of ammo, and enough food to feed an army.
Oh,
he had the light bulbs in there, though. He's gone down with the ship. Yeah, light bulbs would be good. That would be a potential winner. Okay. So you heard Dr. Siegel, too, talk about social media and people getting entrapped in this world. That seems to be one of the elements of the shooters, of the attackers that we're seeing. Of course, on the other side, the argument, every Democrat in the world, that the ICE, they're calling it criticism. It's one thing to soberly say, here's why I think this tactic or that tactic is unnecessary or out of line. But to continue to claim you don't understand why they're masking up, given social media and given what happens if they don't, and to continue to liken them to, well, here is Governor Pritzker. And I would tell you, if this guy's ever president, then I got to think it is the apocalypse. The presidency won't start. The apocalypse is around us. Kamala Harris has a more reasonable shot than J.B. Pritzker. You think so?
I wouldn't give Kamala the time of day anymore.
No, but I'm saying I even see her, Henry, as having more of a shot than this guy. He's got big money from his father, a billion or more, and that's the only reason anybody paid attention to him, and he was elected governor. Here he is talking about ICE and talking about the idea of what ICE provokes. Let's see. This is cut 17.
How do you prove to somebody that you're a U.S. citizen? Your accent? The color of your skin? That's not the country we live in. You know, you shouldn't have to walk around with papers the way that they did in the early days of Nazi Germany to prove that you belong and that you're not one of them. And that is essentially the kind of country that we're becoming if you allow ICE to simply grab people after racial profiling.
All right. So again, this plea, this rational plea to say you got to give up the Nazi stuff, the fascism stuff. You can talk about Trump trampling on some democratic norms if you want. But why that? Well, I'll take you inside the mind of it. They don't want to. It's shorthand. It makes them feel good. They know where they're going. It's fodder. They don't have to articulate anymore. They just have to go back to this starting point. So I predict they're not going to give it up, that enough of them will just not do that. One of them could differentiate from the others by saying, I'm not going to use that anymore. Here's why I oppose Trump. They won't even consider it, though. It's going to stick. They like it. And again, how much is that an element? Let me make the case. Getting inside the mind of these people that are unbalanced, that are gamers, some of them that are inside this world, is very difficult, but when they leave the breadcrumbs about anti-ICE, when you see the direct connection to Nazis, when you see the Antifa types and others resurrecting John Brown, what are they saying with John Brown? They're saying what's happening here with ICE, with President Trump, it's the same thing as slave owners. And what you must do is use violence, meaning attack them in any way that you can. That's what they're up to. What is it that will stop this? And my answer is nothing really is going to fully stop it. Stopping assassinations and things of that nature is simply to be done with better intelligence, better getting inside these things, which are fairly hard. The FBI being better, acting on tips they get to cut some of these things off of the path. That's the deal. That's where you have to go with this. But otherwise, the element is going to continue. And designating Antifa a terrorist group, I mean, I would bring Andy Ngo, who we've had on the show several times. I see him as good as you get. Expert about Antifa. Sit down with him. Use his contacts. Use as much as you can. And let's stop that group. They clearly are a domestic terrorist group. There is no doubt. I mean, that's one avenue. But some of these are not as connected as we'd like to be able to push back on this. And are they listening to Democrats saying this? Sometimes it's hard to tell. But is that big of a deal? Let's play the other side on this. Let's say we have a negotiation here. And I said this right after the Charlie Kirk thing. Just stop using Nazi and fascist. You got everything else in the world you can complain about. To attack Trump, you don't like his style, you can attack him in saying he's going beyond the Constitution. You can do any of that. That's why in the side question, we never allow Hitler as an answer, things of that nature. It's unfair. I mean, it's into a different dimension. Even Stalin, who probably killed more people, arguably, or Mao, they don't rise to the imagery that has stuck about Hitler and Nazi Germany. So if you go there, you're already out of bounds. But we're not there. They're looking for new memes, new narratives. One guy on Twitter, this Aaron Rupar, who's one of the big progressive voices, says these are like Reichstag fires, but we're having them every week. All Nazi references, Nazi imagery. I played to the mayor of Boston, referencing some obscure neo-Nazi group in the Boston area that may not even exist now. You keep doing that, and you are getting people, particularly if they're a bit unbalanced, in their mind, I am stopping Hitler. Shouldn't we have somebody have stopped Hitler at a certain point? And if you can't get at Hitler, you're going to get at Hitler's minions, ICE, Charlie Kirk. Now, with the Charlie Kirk thing, though, I don't know about Nazi. That's more the other element here of violence. That's the trans movement. Rich Lowry wrote a brilliant piece the other day, why that movement feels so entitled, so difficult to deal with, and so violent. They have been encouraged. Democrats still are not willing to give up the men and women sport thing, the bathrooms, and everything else. At least a lot of them are not. And that encourages these radical groups to act out. So I don't see this anytime soon stopping. Simple remedy that would help, criticize Trump, go after him, push back on him on whatever the policy is. For example, Trump says he's going to fire federal employees if there's a shutdown. That seems to be where we might be headed. Okay, you can make the argument on that. Is that something Hitler would do? You're going to bring Hitler into that? Yes, in some way, shape, or form. You'll see it play out. Not going to give it up. They see that as the road to the 2028 nomination or more power in the party. That's what the party wants. They want all-out violence, and they're not afraid to say it in many instances. All right, Joe in Columbus. Joe's next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, afternoon.
Got a wife and kids in Baltimore, Jack. I went out for a ride, and I never went back. Happy birthday to the Bolshevik mother-loving bloviator today, Tom.
Well, absolutely. You know, Dan popped into the studio there for a moment. I was going to put him on, but the dump button wasn't functioning too well. So we were afraid of what might happen here, Joe.
Hey, Tom, the only way, and I will stick to this until it stops, is to call out names. You know, this Jasmine Crockett, she's searching for her glorious moment in the sun, and she's not going to stop. So the names have to be called out. Gavin Newsom, you're responsible for this. Jasmine Crockett, you're responsible for this. I would love to have seen Ted Cruz go that far yesterday. He didn't quite, but I think that it needs to be done. We play too much by the gentlemanly rules.
Well, the one who is going down that path is Vance. He has been about the most aggressive, and he does it in a way that's rational and yet also aggressive. Yeah, I like what Vance is doing the best.
It has to be spelled out succinctly. You know, we are not you, and this is why, Jasmine. This is what you do. This is what we tolerate. This is what you continue to do, and this is what's going to continue to happen. It's got to be spelled out as directly as possible. Otherwise, I can't see it stopping. It's their moment in the sun. It's their way to get ahead.
Yeah, and there are enough of them, significant numbers who are inspired. And, Joe, when you start going John Brown, when you start using that as the catch-all for your narrative of who you're emulating, well, of course, you're just going to kill people. Yeah.
There's no, you can't gauge or you can't, it's Machiavellian. And there's no end to those memes when you know what they're up, what they're doing and what they subscribe to.
So, Joe, what do you have on the side?
My side, and it scares me, the more it progresses, and I don't want to ever know I'm riding next to one of these people as their check engine light goes off. And, you know, the check engine light's all based on sensors. So if their hands aren't on the steering wheel and they can't sense I'm near them and they're driving one of those self-navigating cars, I don't like the concept.
All right, the self-navigating, the self-driving car. Yep, exactly right. That's...
You only got to be worried about yourself on that one, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean...
They know what they're doing.
All right,
I have
Henry, Dan, or Richard Petty. I'm trying to remember the last time I was driven anywhere. It's so long ago, I can't imagine it. You know, I don't know who I would let do that I would have trust in them, that they would react better or aggressively enough.
Well, you stayed calm enough with Dan as the driver down to D.C., right?
Oh, God. Was mandatory. Yes, he's vaping all the way. He has Howard Stern on, and he's changing his shirt as he's driving over the Beltway, taking off the shirt and putting it on for the White House.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. But it was his, you know, he had a, you know, I would rather have driven, even though, you know, it's draining to Washington back and bloviating all day.
Totally. But,
you know, it right. would have been better. That's right, Henry. That's the last time. And, oh, my God, never again. I've not driven with you driving, so I don't know.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
Okay. All right. Good one, Joe. 855-839-1210. By the way, tip of the hat, I have to admit it, Lou Capelli and Camden. Camden, over the summer months, did not have one homicide. Not one.
Wow.
That is, and I don't think you can fudge that. I don't think they're faking it. Look, a lot of Democrats, you know, like Larry Krasner, they're faking the numbers. But not one. Inquirer reports today, and their argument is that residents deserve as much safety there as any other resident of Camden County. Now, I have to admit, old things, I taught in Camden. I've been in Camden a good bit. I still don't feel safe in Camden. You know, you're not going to take that perception away. You say Camden, But I have to admit, Camden is safer than Philadelphia, than many parts of Philadelphia. There is no doubt with that, but not one homicide. And maybe the most embarrassing moment is when Lou Capelli, his dad was a principal of a school I taught at, when Lou Capelli, he's a head commissioner over there, said at an event, take that Philadelphia stuff out of here. This is Camden, meaning negative stuff. And he was right. And there's a whole array of things they've done. We had the police chief on. But when you don't have, over the summer, one homicide over the summer, something good is happening there that can Philadelphia model it more. Well, not with Larry Krasner there. They're not going to model it. But that is I mean, I don't know all the other statistics. It appears to be better. There's cooperation between police and community, without a doubt. And it seems like public officials there are encouraging and they are backers of the police. That goes a long way. How do you not have one homicide in Camden, though? I mean, I once read that at one point years back, Camden, only 65% of the streets had signs. But now you're on the street. I mean, that's how bad it was. Well, we got 65%. Come on. I'm not saying you're safe in Camden. I still don't feel that. So it's a question, Emery. Hearing that, I don't know if you've been in Camden recently. Do you feel safe when you're in Camden? You haven't been there?
I haven't been in a few years, honestly.
Okay.
I've actually had some run-ins in Camden that, you know.
Yeah.
So, but that was, you know, I don't know how many years ago now, 7.
Okay. Yeah,
I wouldn't say it takes, you know, one summer isn't going to make me feel more safe than I normally would. But, like, yeah, I'm not, like, fearing for my life, I would say.
Well, you know how law and order I am. And even I have to say to Luke Capelli, they have changed things there. There's
yes,
no
they
doubt.
Have, yeah.
Now, it's still Camden, though.
It's going to take more than a summer to shake that kind of label.
Imagine if Philadelphia
has
zero homicides. Now, Camden's so much smaller. So, say we had 20 homicides in a summer, something like that. It would be remarkable. All right. It's 855-839-1210. We got Stacey Garrity. She's in the thick of it with Josh Shapiro running for governor. She's here at 1:30. Matt Rooney at 2. Both on this new poll involving Jack Cetarelli in the lead and the big event happening on October 10th. We want to see you there down at the Seaport. Make a day of it in North Wildwood. Rich speaking, Matt Rooney, me. Only 3 Talk Radio 1210 Bloviators. Oh, my God. And we had Mike Donahue on this week, who's behind all this. There will be others. Moment to honor Charlie Kirk. It's going to be quite an event. And pleasant weather, I think, this time of year. It's not bad there. So I hope that you can make it down. We're expecting big crowd. 855-839-1210.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. FBI says that the suspect searched apps tracking ICE agents, okay? So this idea that he was shooting at detainees and there was an elaborate preparation with that roof, et cetera. I still go back to yesterday with Alan West here saying, though, ICE has to do better in protecting himself. Drones up in that area, if not someone watching the rooftops. I mean, how many of these incidents do we have before we're alert to this? But a downloaded list of the facilities was definitively searching for ICE agents in one form or another. Now, here we go again. Here is J.D. Vance. I just referenced that to Joe. He has been probably the strongest and most direct, the vice president, on all of this, pushing back. And yesterday, talking about their constant demonization of ICE agents, basically saying, we know this is politically motivated. Here's J.D. Vance, cut 4.
Sorry, I was loading up a different J.D. Vance.
Yeah, I should have told you. Yeah, cut 4.
Hold on. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah. Vance.
These are all out of sorts.
Yeah. Vance talking about this person was politically motivated. We know it. And all this trying to push around this and pretend that that's not the case is not going to fly with him.
In Dallas, Texas, an ICE facility, an Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility, was opened fire upon by a violent left-wing extremist, a person who wrote anti-ICE messaging on their bullets. And there's some evidence that we have that's not yet public, but we know this person was politically motivated. They were politically motivated to go after law enforcement. They were politically motivated to go after people who are enforcing our border. And I think that is the most disgusting thing. The very people who keep us safe ought to be honored and protected and praised by Democrats and Republicans alike. It is time to stop the rhetorical assault on law enforcement. Because here's what happens. Because here's what happens when Democrats like Gavin Newsom did say that these people are part of an authoritarian government. When the left-wing media lies about what they're doing, when they lie about who they're arresting, when they lie about the actual job of law enforcement, what they're doing is encouraging crazy people to go and commit violence. You don't have to agree with my immigration policies. You don't have to agree with Donald Trump's immigration policies. But if your political rhetoric encourages violence against our law enforcement, you can go straight to hell and you have no place in the political conversation of the United States of America.
All right, that was the money line, Henry. Thanks. And to that point, Philadelphia City Council, I think today, if you guys happen to see it, did they endorse this or not? Is passing resolutions attacking Trump sending in the National Guard, claiming it's authoritarianism, attacking what went on in Washington, the results, and essentially attacking ICE and law enforcement and saying they're not going to stand for it here in Philadelphia. The Working Families Party, which are socialist at best or worse, are the architects of this. You'll notice, though, the mayor of Philadelphia has not been doing that. Now, she hasn't rescinded the sanctuary city policy and all that, but the mayor has not been like Jim Kenney. She has not been a force jumping into this. They have nothing else. They're addicted to this. They're going to continue to do it. And even if attacking and saying words like authoritarian, okay, that's bad enough, and attacking law enforcement, but they have to go Nazi, fascist, Hitler. Because they love it. They all want to be more extreme than an X. It's a shorthand. They have nothing else to say about this, to challenge it and offer what their vision would be. So they're going to continue, as preposterous as it is. They're not going to be called out on this by the media. No one in the media, MSNBC, CNN, is really going to challenge them and say, why not stop using the Nazi thing? Prove it. What is the Nazi thing? Let's go through it, the playbook of Hitler. I told you today, the guy that's hot on Twitter is the Reichstag fire and saying you're getting one a week from Trump. That's exactly what he's doing. Let's hear point by point the Nazi playbook here, if that's what you really believe. Let's see you specifically tell us how that works. They can't. The smarter ones know this, but they're still going to say it. Robert and Ben Salem, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, afternoon.
Hi, Dominic, Henry. It's good to talk to you today. You know, I'm listening to J.D. Vance, and it sounds a whole lot better. You were talking about that Major Hassan.
Yes.
And if you remember, Eric Holder and Barack Obama called what he did workplace violence.
Yep.
Just to avoid the reality of the situation. And it's refreshing to hear a leader call a spade again. You know what
and,
I mean?
And Robert, if Hegseth follows through and he actually does get executed, that happened 16 years ago. So that shows me the diligence that the Trump administration has. They're moving. There's so many things to catch up on, but they're going to take care of this one.
And it also shows the diligence of the Obama administration to cover it up and sweep it under the rug. You know, that's what's scary to me.
When you have a president calling the military a corpse, C-O-R-P-S, a corpse, I think you and I may have talked then with your daughter in the military. That's what he called it. My God.
I know.
Yes.
Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do.
And that's a commander-in-chief, yeah.
And I wanted to, for the side question, I wanted to follow up on what Joe was talking about a little bit. My answer is going to be the catalytic converter, Dom. They came out with this thing to deal with car pollution, and it has all these valuable metals like platinum and palladium and rhodium. And it's the goal is to take the pollutants in the exhaust and turn it into carbon dioxide and water vapor. And now that didn't age too well because the left is now crying about them two things being greenhouse gases, right?
Yep, exactly.
And it's just cars in general, Don. My father had a 69 Ford Futura, okay? You could fix that. It had a straight six. You could open the hood and actually see the street underneath the engine. Nowadays, it's got so much stuff with planned obsolescence, you need a torque wrench just to take your battery out nowadays. So my answer is a catalytic converter, but just what they've done to cars. My car is always telling me there's something wrong. If I wanted to be nagged like this all the time, I wouldn't have got divorced. You know what I mean, Doc? Good Lord.
You guys here, have a great day.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right. That's a standing up. First standing ovation for the side.
Wow.
I have to stand up a little bit. Yes. I knew where he's going with the divorce line, too, with the nagging thing there.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. The torque wrench line, too. You need that just to deal with your battery. Oh. Now, that's a specific side question answer.
Love it.
Those are hard to do. You got to do a lot. That's like the PhD of it. All right. Stacey Garrity is next. She is really moving. And yesterday in Pittsburgh, I guess it was, answering questions now that, yes, the National Guard might be needed to come in and help reset where we are with crime. She also, 4.5 interest rate, but will lend money to counties suffering because they don't have a budget yet. And we have somebody who wants to say kudos to Matt Bradford. Oh, man. I enjoy that call. That's all coming up with Dom on Talk Radio 12.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Tap. All right, it is Dom time. Stacey Garrity changed to 2:30 today. We'll talk with her then. Prime candidate to beat Josh Shapiro. Looking during that break on Twitter, there's footage of A.B. Hernandez. Remember that? A.B. Hernandez, the track star, the male masquerading as a female. Now playing, you guessed it, volleyball. And what an advantage, you know, and we've already seen one volleyball player. We've had her on, the young woman who had to give up volleyball and still has after effects of the injury she suffered when a guy masquerading as a female spiked the ball and hit her right in the face. And I'm watching this now. 8 teams in the league that A.B. Hernandez is in have forfeited rather than play. And it's one of the worst things I've seen in sports. When the team says we're forfeiting tonight, they show up there for the game with Hernandez. Hernandez jumps up and applauds, you know, yes, another win. Again, take this stuff, put it into constant ads. Anybody that sees this, all they want to know is, who is it that is pushing this? And when you explain the Democrat Party, Kamala Harris, remember during the campaign, this is visceral. It does two things. It identifies the target, and it triggers people who are a bit apolitical. You know, they may not be voting. They don't know about the government shutdown coming up. They're not sure who did that, whatever. But you tell them, those guys, those women over there, they're the ones putting A.B. Hernandez in there, ready to spike balls off the heads of females. Oh, okay. I get it. Where do I go to vote? Yeah, yeah, we'll help register them right there on the spot. I would show up at these events, and the post on Twitter is saying they're looking for opponents, all these teams, because they, you know, they have games. They want these girls to be able to play. And I don't know how far into the season the volleyball thing is, but already there have been 8 forfeits. Yet they still go on. They're still going to push this stuff, as distressing as it is. What would you tell those females? You know, what do you tell them that they have to forfeit the game, but that's the right thing to do in order to, well, let me rephrase it. I think it's the right thing to do. You know, I mean, I have to try to come up with other, not to harm A.B. Hernandez, but I don't know about just forfeiting either. And seeing the joy of A.B. Hernandez clap and jump up and down with the teammates here, it's a picture of what's wrong in America from one side. Any person who is not political or deranged, they're just kind of going about their life. They're not paying attention so much to the inner workings of all these debates we might have. You showed them this footage, and they're going to, 8 teams have had to forfeit. Can't someone stop this? No, it would be illegal to stop it in California. So, Henry, would you tell the girls, yep, we're forfeiting, or would you have them play?
I might have a sit-in.
Oh, okay.
For the game.
Yeah, okay. That's
yeah,
it.
We'll be on the court, yeah, but we're not playing. We'll waste
okay.
your time.
Yeah, that's tactic. Yeah, so they don't look like they came on the court. That'd be good to sit in, not to get off the court. So you wouldn't tell them that you're forfeiting, though. Just you're going to sit there throughout the match as the clock is running.
Well, the forfeit, I guess, would say, like, all right, so the other school, like, don't show up, you know, don't even bother coming.
Right.
Like, you can practice, whatever. No, I'd waste their time.
Okay.
I'd waste their time.
Absolutely.
And make them drive to wherever, you know, across the county.
Right.
Come in, you warm up.
Right.
Act like you're going to play, and then just don't.
And as I said, it's not one school who got fired up to do this with A.B. Hernandez. This is the 8th match now, according to this report, that has said, no way, we're not going to play. We're not going to give the satisfaction of this. I like it. Any other action you could take that's not violent, that is not criminal, you should be looking at that to make this point. When does it end? No time soon. You have people wedded to this. You have Democrat politicians who are, in fact, at 2:30, I had a whole bunch of things, but I'm going to advise if she's not doing it already, because I know her instinct as treasurer, Stacey Garrity, is to be on things like this great program she just set up. If you're a county, you're not getting the money because of Josh Shapiro. I'm going to give you a 4.5 interest loan. Okay. That's good to do. But I'm going to ask her, I just would at every stop hammer this point home. Josh Shapiro is completely on the gender-affirming care side and on the fake females, males in women's sports. All about the transgender kids. He's put public statements out there. That's where he is. Would he really veto the bill, the Fairness in Women's Sports, which Democrats and Republicans would vote for in Pennsylvania, if Matt Bradford ever allowed them a vote? I'm telling you, one thing that's come out of all this SEPTA stuff, all this talk with these people in Harrisburg, every one of them says this guy, Matt Bradford, who's now a coward who won't come on, is the actual governor. If he says thumbs down, Josh Shapiro doesn't do it. I'm a believer from what I can see and what I can know. That's what's happening here. I had a guy the other day who's plugged in on a podcast said he's like Wallace standing in the schoolhouse door. He's the one preventing school choice and the like. How does a big mouth white guy from the suburbs have that power? What's the magic? I debated this guy several times. It was good. He was ferocious, but I didn't sense any magic. Let's go to Sharon in Plymouth Meeting on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Sharon. How have you been?
Good. Thank you for taking my call. You know, 99% of the time I agree with you, but I live in Mass territory, and I live in a senior development that was certainly not cheap to buy and certainly not inexpensive to run. Our condo fees are expensive. Our taxes are expensive. And the township does not want to give us services. And I'm not kidding when I tell you something. I mean, they don't want to give us services. And every time we have a problem, we go to Matt, and he gets it for us. And just a real fair story.
Well, wait a minute, Sharon. I get that, so that's good for you. But you're aware of what I'm telling you, what this guy's engaged in, who he is?
I don't disagree with everything you say, but I don't agree with everything. But I have to tell you, as a representative for us, especially seniors, I just want to tell you a fair story. About 2 years after we moved in, and these houses were a lot of money to make.
Right.
Condo fees are astronomical. And two of our houses were sinking, the first ones that were put up. We went to the township, not only with the man and everybody there not meet with us, they wouldn't give us the documents that we needed for our lawyer.
All right, well, Sharon, let me cut to the chase. I get what you're saying, and I hear you, constituent service, so that's good. But does that negate what this guy's about? And he's actually running Pennsylvania.
I think that part of that is true, but I think part of it is because he has so much support in our township alone that he really is. I mean, I've gone to him with vets, especially that I can't find placement for, because I'm a volunteer for the veterans from Montgomery County, and he has gone to bat to help me find placement for my vets. He's helped me find money for my vets.
Okay.
So I think that there's two sides to the coin, and I think the side that you have is valid, but I think you can't negate the other side, which is what he does for the vets, for the seniors, for the township in general, and that's why he has so much support. When we have a problem, he comes to our meetings. He leaves his home, comes to our meetings. One day he had to bring his phone.
All right, well, I got you, Sharon, and I'm not cutting you off, but I'm just saying, okay, so constituent service, and that's fine. You heard that. Okay. And I don't negate that. This guy, though, is a menace broadly. He is progressive, and he is every one of these people that comes on talk about the ferociousness of what this guy does. He's the guy with he and a couple of others. Remember that when they had females in there with the women who had the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, and one accosted them about, this is never going to come up for a vote. We're not going to allow it. So every time I see this A.B. Hernandez, it's the one in track and field, high jump and all. Somebody beat him, though. A female did beat him in one. Standing there, jumping up and clapping that they got another forfeit. This has repercussions. Josh Shapiro is the one right here, and I'm saying that Stacey Garrity, all these other things she talks about are good. You want to get a visceral thing going, though. Go after Shapiro. Go after him. On this whole idea of females having to contend with males. Not even bathrooms and all that. That stuff doesn't happen, thank God, that much. But this male and female sports stuff, the average person will not, it's got to be in the 85 to 90 range now. And the last election, I told you, the Trump people spent $44 million. When one of them told me that, I said I would have spent $200, $300 million. When people see this, they know that this party is off kilter. They know that this is evil. This is just flat out indefensible. You know, we can argue over Social Security. You can argue over what they think about Trump. Is there any argument that females should have to compete against males? And the answer is no. It's not even the injury argument. It comes back to, again, how much I value sports. And why do I value sports? Because of all the good it brings us, all the fun it brings us, the competitive juices that it brings. And it's the same thing for females. How could females, like that woman we brought on, the lawyer, from the girl from Quakertown, who had to run against this guy in cross country? He was mediocre as a male, but against females, with distinct advantages. Henry, remember that cut? You don't have to find it now. Maisie Arano was going back and forth because Kash Patel said, yeah, the FBI, you have to do a pull-up. And she called it a harsh thing, the difference between male and females. They can't do a pull-up. So then why in the world would they have to compete against males who might be mediocre, but against females like this guy, A.B. Hernandez? It's overwhelming. Right there, even Maisie Hirano saying it. Sometimes they go off script. They forget what the main mission is here. Why would you continue to do this? And the answer is they're afraid of a base that seemingly believes in this. You see some of the violence that comes out through trans because of what Charlie Kirk may have said about it. It's a layup. I don't even believe it's 80%. I think it's in bigger than 80-20 when people explain it and they actually see this type of stuff. So on one hand, I'm glad 8 of these schools have forfeited. They're not going to countenance this. They're just not going to continue to engage in this. Part of me is cheered, though. Politically, this damages them. And, oh yeah, here's Arano. Here's Maisie Arano. Thank you. Making a point. She's got the FBI director in for testimony, and she wants to know about pull-ups.
One question I had is, that you are now requiring applicants to be able to do a certain kind of pull-ups, which a lot of women cannot because of physiological differences.
Oh.
Are you requiring these kinds of pull-ups?
We are requiring a physical program at BFTC at Quantico because FBI agents carrying guns in the field have to chase down bad guys and do really hard work. The physical fitness standards of those agents
so
are being appropriately assessed.
So are you requiring these kinds of pull-ups?
We are requiring everybody to pass the 1811 standards at BFTC. If you want to chase down a bad guy and put him in handcuffs, you better be able to do a pull-up.
The reason I ask is that there are concerns about whether or not being able to do these kinds of harsh pull-ups is really required of FBI agents.
Doing
anyway,
one pull-up
Mr.
is
Patel,
not harsh, and there are
really
always medical
concerned.
Exemptions to that.
A harsh pull-up. Not a pull-up, but a harsh pull-up. Right there. How in the world, and she's one of the people on the other side of it, of course, that males, gender differences, ought to be in female sports, yet women have to be taken into account. They can't do a pull-up. Right there is the indictment of all this. The two things can't be the same. But again, long-term, this is the ultimate political loser because it's a shorthand. It quickly gets to how driven some of these representatives are to something that people are never going to accept. I don't care what you call them. I don't care what laws you pass, people are not accepting. And I like Henry's idea. Yeah, we're sitting in here. You know, the game is on. If you want to play, and that'd be interesting, Henry. Now, what would that? Let's play this out. Would A.B. Hernandez, looking at Hernandez, I think he would still be spiking balls over the net.
Yeah.
No, it would be a cartoon.
Every game in the match would be whatever, 15-0, yeah. Whatever they play to.
But,
yeah.
But I don't know if I would have them seed it. Could they be in beach chairs with a Mai Tai?
I'd have them on the court, sitting, yeah. Or just facing the other way.
Or facing the other way. Nicely played. You can't do that. That's disparaging to A.B. Hernandez. All right. 855-839-1210. We're coming to your calls next on Talk Radio 1210. All right, this just in from the New York Post here on the Dom Show. It's a tie, this most recent poll, Cetarelli and Mikey Sherrill, but it's Emerson, which had him down by a lot. New York Post reporting, New York Post now, that Mikey Sherrill could not walk in graduation when she was at the Naval Academy because of her being involved in a massive cheating scandal that was going on. Now, her retort, at least as far as we know, and I have Matt Rooney, I'll have a lot on this, I'm sure, in the on-deck circle, is that that's because she would not rat out the people who were cheating. You know, that's the argument here of her, as an officer particularly, moving forward. So the Post said to her, then release why you were not able to walk in graduation, release documents, release what the argument was here, and we'll tell people about that. And apparently, she's refused. More than apparently. That's what they report, New York Post. Matt Rooney's next to talk about that and the big event happening in Wildwood. And again, this would be an argument. This is going to play out. Here's why it'll play out. If you're the Republican, you know the media would be going down Broadway two times over on this, right? To take away what I hope, even though it's been shaken a little bit, I know when I see this was somebody who served in the military. I don't care if it's Mikey Sherrill, Democrat. I give credit for that. That's the only way we can go with this. But if this is in doubt about why she couldn't walk in graduation in this situation, that is something that has to be explained and can mess up some of the glow you get, at least in my mind, from military service. And one of the big things in American political life, we're not seeing presidents anymore, contenders for president with military service. J.D. Vance does, though. And I'm looking on the other side with Democrats, and it's pretty doubtful, you know, just a cursory look, that they have that. So I asked Matt Rooney if he knows about this. I just saw it on Twitter a moment ago. New York Post reporting could not walk in the graduation at the U.S. Naval Academy. Reports are she has said something about, well, that's due to the fact that I would not rat out my colleagues. And since I wouldn't do that, those that were complicit, that's why they wouldn't let me walk. Well, simply release the document. All right. I'm going to also ask Matt Mondami now, a new poll out, now up by 20 points over Cuomo. Besant saying if New York puts his policies into play, they're going to go under big time and we are not going to bail them out. Okay. That's the right thing to say. I hope he wins. And I think the majority of you do too, because you know exactly what that's going to do with the midterms. That's all that people will be asking about. You have a communist as mayor of New York. All right, Matt Rooney next. A lot of people jumping in. Did I give the one that might have won, Henry, here? I kind of forget now that I told you. I even forget what no. it was. I told you a really good one to change that
I
habit.
I know who said it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it was Robert.
No,
oh, yeah. Hasn't been sober.
No,
right?
It hasn't been sober. A change to a cashless society.
Yes.
Oh, God. That's in my top two or three things I don't understand.
I agree.
What's the matter with walking around with cash in your pocket? I couldn't go out of the house. I'd be in a nightmare. Today I told Rowan, I only have $6. You know, how can I walk out of the house with six? What's the minimum? I would ask everybody. All right, Kirk, what's the minimum you won't walk out of the house with?
I would say 20.
20. Henry?
Yeah, I need at least 20.
20. I need at least 50.
Whoa.
But I'm not saying I'm carrying thousands.
You're handing it out as you're walking down the street?
Watch guys running in the alleys here now.
Yeah, what are you doing here? Are you making it rain?
Just yeah, no. That's all in ones. No. What you do is you have a $50 bill, then a roll of ones, and you take it out of your pocket. People are impressed.
Yeah.
Think it's like, yeah, making it rain.
I like that.
Yeah. At Mulligan's. Hey, John, let's make it rain here. Throw $1 bills up. All right. Matt Rooney next here. Yeah, what's the maximum, minimum you have to have in your pocket, in your wallet? And are women different? Do women not care? Do they say, no, I don't need to have anything? I think women would be even more. They're not going out of the house with it. You think women, Kurt, more than men?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
They're more diligent about this.
Well, they got a bag. They got
that's
a full
right,
purse.
Exactly right. Yep.
And and I never understand why women need a handbag. I mean, you know, it's just
I agree on that, too.
Yeah,
and so
exactly.
when they're digging in, they're like, they're digging for gold.
Yeah, exactly. At the quick checkout line. All right. 855-839-1210. And I love Sharon, by the way. We've spoken at DB like 30 years, maybe. But Matt Bradford is the biggest problem in Pennsylvania, is one of my next columns. He is. 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.